Wife of Alexander Vindman after second Trump assassination attempt, no ears were harmed. By Paul Bois on September 15, 2024. Rachel Vindman, the wife of former Donald Trump impeachment witness Alexander Vindman, laughed off the second assassination attempt on the former president's life on Sunday. No ears were harmed. Carry on with your Sunday afternoon, Rachel Vindman posted on X. Vindman issued her tweet after authorities arrested a man outside of Trump's golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida, on Sunday. The man had allegedly been 300 to 500 yards away from the former president while sporting a scoped rifle before Secret Service agents fired the 4 to 6 shots that caused the man to flee. No harm came to the former president. Vindman's post sparked sharp rebukes on social media, most notably for mocking the first attempted assassination, which injured his ear and took the life of Pennsylvania former fire chief Corey Comforter. Vindman later doubled down on the rhetoric. "Sorry you're triggered. I mean, no, I'm not. I don't care a little bit," she posted later on X. Trump has been inciting violence against his enemies for years. He douses a situation in gasoline, lights a match, and walks away claiming no responsibility, she added. "Look at what is happening in Springfield, Ohio right now, but he wants to claim he's a victim. You cannot have it both ways." Retired Army Colonel Yevgeny Eugene Vindman, the twin brother of Alexander Vindman, is running for Congress in Virginia as a Democrat. Vindman's comments stand in stark contrast to other Democrat leaders who emphatically condemned the attempted assassination on Sunday. "There is no place for political violence, including the disturbing incident we just witnessed in West Palm Beach. We must denounce it in the strongest possible terms, and I am relieved that the former president is safe," Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, said on social media Sunday. The White House said in a statement, "The president and vice president have been briefed about the security incident at the Trump International Golf Course, where former President Trump was golfing. They are relieved to know that he is safe. They will be kept regularly updated by their team." In a separate post on X, Vice President Kamala Harris said she had been briefed on the incident and added, "I am glad he is safe. Violence has no place in America. Gwen and I are glad to hear that Donald Trump is safe. Violence has no place in our country. It's not who we are as a nation," Kamala Harris's running mate Tim Walz said Sunday.